This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
9:47, 13 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on Christmas Eve. Joined now by the jolly old elf himself, Jeff Palermo. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I don't know why I called you an elf. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. You ready for the holidays or not? Jeff?
I'm sorry, Tommy. Say that one more time. I'm so sorry.
You ready for the holidays?
I'm ready, man. I am ready to. I'm not a big fan of the whole midweek Christmas thing. Wish you had kind of a 4-day weekend somewhere around there. Give me at least three, but hey, take what I can get.
Well, in this business, it's different, but I think a lot of people are taking advantage and taking 2 weeks off, like starting today and going back on the 6th.
Yes,
but
yeah,
not Brian Kelly, not LSU, not the transfer portal. Tell me what's going on.
Well, man, LSU's been really busy. They've been one of the more aggressive teams in the transfer portal, and there's probably a couple more guys that they're going to get here before it's all said and done. But, you know, they went into this offseason with a bunch of areas where they had to make some additions. They had to find some guys that could start right away, and I think they've been able to do that, including one of the recent signees that they got, Braylon Moore. They needed a new starting center, DJ Chester. Not really what we've seen from him this season, not a center. He could maybe be a really good guard, but he struggled at the center position. So you get a guy in Braylon Moore from Virginia Tech who will likely right now that you could plug in there as your starting center. You needed to get some wide receivers. They were able to get that in Berrian Brown and Nick Anderson and Destin Hill, a bit of a wild card, former Edna Carr player. They needed a new starting tight end to replace Mason Taylor. They get one from Oklahoma in Bauer Sharp. They needed a new punter, Tommy, and they get one in Grant Chadwick, who was one of the better punters in the country this season from Middle Tennessee. Needed some edge rushers. Jamari Butler from Nebraska, Jack Pyburn from Florida, needed a backup quarterback. Got that from Mississippi State, Michael Van Buren, who started 8 games for the Bulldogs this past season. So also needed some help at the defensive tackle position. Sidere Mitchell, who was at Texas, coming now over to LSU. So there was a lot of needs. There's still some more that you still would like to see them get a safety. They certainly need a safety here, and they've swung and missed on a couple of guys. So, and they probably need another offensive tackle. They need you're losing both of them here, and Will Campbell and Emory Jones. Both of those guys are heading to the NFL a year early, so they're still shopping for that here during this holiday season. But based on what LSU's been able to do right now and getting 13 players out of the transfer portal, expect them to get at least a couple more.
Who have they lost, and how does who they gain affect who might enter? Is it too late for players to enter the portal?
No, it's not too late for players to enter the portal. You can enter all the way through December 28th. And in fact, once LSU plays its final game on December 31st, there's then another, I think it's 4 or 5 day period where players can get into it. Now, you can sign any player out of the transfer portal pretty much at any time you want to sign one. So there's no really restrictions on signing them, but for a player, they have to get into it either by December 28th or by the 4 days after their team plays its final game. So even some of these teams that are in New Year's Day bowl games or the playoff teams, some of the players that are there, once their season ends, the loser of the Sugar Bowl, Tommy, those players then would have 4 days to decide whether they want to get into the transfer portal. So, the national championship game's not till like January 20th or something like that. So You still got until, I mean, this thing's open. It keeps opening every time you look at it. And then there's another spring transfer portal window period, and that runs from April 16th to the 25th. But really, you want to do your heavy lifting when it comes to adding players out of the portal right now so that you got them involved, not only in this upcoming semester, but also involved in spring football. And you got a better idea of what your roster will look like for the following fall based on what you're able to do here during this transfer portal period.
So every action has a reaction, right? And I'm wondering about players being added from the transfer portal that wouldn't then cause other players to leave, or is it because they have the openings there and that's why they're coming to begin with?
Well, I would certainly, I think a lot of players, when you look at LSU's, let's just take LSU's case, for example. You got 17 players that are in the transfer that have, that were on the roster in 2024 that have entered a transfer portal. And I would say in most of these cases, a lot of these players just kind of looked at it and said, you know what, I just don't have much of a chance to play here, and I just want to go find somewhere else. And they had a sense of that even before they knew who was transferring in. Now, there's been a couple guys that, certainly would have played a lot next season that got in, C.J. Daniels, Kamorian Pimpton, two guys that certainly would have played a lot next season. I would say Deshaun Womack, who ended up transferring to Ole Miss, an edge rusher from Maryland. I mean, those were guys that you were looking at as, okay, these guys are set to play next season. Sage Ryan, I'm sure if he decided to come back, he would be in the mix. But I think, a lot of people, a lot of these players are using this transfer portal period I've put some work on game tape. Other colleges can look at it, and now they can go out there basically as a free agent and try to see if they can't not only find maybe a better spot where they might see some playing time, or find a defense that might fit their skill set, or an offense that might fit their skill set better. But maybe the biggest thing is, by going into the transfer portal, it's an opportunity for them to get more NIL dollars. And so a lot of that is what kind of drives this as well. And I think, in the cases of a C.J. Daniels or a Kamorian Pimpton, I think that's what drove a lot of their decisions to get into the transfer portal.
Do we know how much of this with LSU is NIL driven, the people they're getting? And is that like a public record or something, or not really?
Not a public record. These agreements are not in the public. But here's what we know. I mean, LSU had a lot of money tied with NIL dollars that were supposed to go to Bryce Underwood, Cade Phillips, Jakeem Stewart. Those were three guys that they were recruiting that didn't come to LSU. So that frees up money for them to now use that in the transfer portal. Also, Will Campbell, Mason Taylor, those guys were getting a lot of NIL dollars out of LSU. They're now headed to the NFL. That frees up some even more money. Plus, LSU just has more money this year. They did a better job in preparing for this period so they can attack the portal, and that's what you're seeing.
All about managing the cap, huh, Jeff?
Yeah. I don't know what the cap is. I don't know what that cap is, but apparently there is one. But
maybe the account.
Still, LSU has been very aggressive.
The cap is what you have. Thank you, Jeff. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you, Tommy. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, sir. 9:55, back in a flash, WWL.